Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you've been paying attention to the news for the last couple years, there are those who object to the wording of the Pledge of Allegiance. Specifically, they believe that "under God" should be taken out. They argue that having those words in the Pledge of Allegiance establishes a religion for our country, the United States, which they say is contrary to the First Amendment of the Constitution. The response from conservative religious groups say, "We are a nation under God." And they point out the fact that our founding fathers started this country based on the belief of a supreme being. Some even take the argument even a step further and say that we were founded as a Christian nation. And so the words "under God" are appropriate. So are we a nation under God? As we look at the inspired word of God in Psalms 33, verses 10 through 22, we will receive several reminders about the nation in which we live and in what ways it is under God. We will also be confronted with the fact that as children through Jesus Christ, we can look to the one who rules the nations for all that we need for body and for soul. And the text this morning is from Psalms 33, and I will read this section for you. "The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plan of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope of deliverance or deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you." Psalms 33, verses 10 through 22. So when this psalm was written, there was one nation who was under God, was of course, the Israelites. Citizens of Israel were God's chosen people, and God was their ruler. But the temptation was always there for them to forget about God. We heard Moses warn the Israelites about becoming proud of their nation and their strength, and then ignoring the Lord. Although Psalm 23 applied to the Jews in a very special way, its truth still applies to us. All that we enjoy in this country comes from God. The Lord still rules the nations, and so he rules our nation as well. Our safety and the many blessings that we enjoy as citizens of the USA come from God. Like the Israelites of old, we are reminded to trust in the one who rules the nations. His plans for the nations will prevail. He is the real source of our safety and blessings. So as we look at some of the happenings in our nation and around the world, we might get the impression that things are just out of control. Nations rise and nations fall. Wars and rumors of war fill the news. But with the eyes of faith, we see the truth that God is, in fact, in control. Psalms 33 tells us, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. So although unseen, the Lord unfolds history as his plan, his story. So what are the Lord's plans for our nation? And what is for all the nations, and what are his plans for our nation? It might be better to ask something a little different. What is his plans for the people inside this nation and all the other nations of the world? Well, you know he wants all people to be brought to faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. God also wants the individual person in all the nations of the world to live according to God's will. Those nations that fight against God's commandments will find themselves on the losing end of history. And there is blessings for any nation who obeys God's will. Psalm 33 continues, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. Blessings do come to the nations that follow God's commands. We have certainly seen that in the history of the United States of America. In verses 13 and 14 in the Psalm, remind us that the fact that God knows what is going on down here on earth. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. I suppose it's easy to talk about how bad things are in the world and even in our own country. People commit heinous crimes. Immorality is on the rise, and violence is increasing at an alarming rate. Those things are true. But what does the Lord see in our lives? With our thoughts, our words, our actions, we add our sins to the pile as well. God sees all idolatry in our hearts, our dishonoring his name and his word, and our disobedience to the rest of the commandments. Perhaps we complain about sexual immorality in our country, but what we watch, what we read, and what we hear contributes to the problem. We may talk about rampant materialism and greed, but we participate in the race to keep up with everyone around us. And yet, in spite of it all, the one who rules the nations still provides all that we need and more. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father. That is why we trust in the one who rules the nations. His plans for the nations will prevail. God is in control. The good news of what Christ has accomplished has reached the hearts of many, many people in the past 20 years due to changes in government all over the world. And again, we see how God's plans prevail over the nations. Psalm 33 encourages us to trust in the one who rules the nations. The future is in his hands, and his plans for the nations, they will prevail. Since the Lord rules history, the psalm writer reminded God's people that their safety and their blessing were found in him and in him alone. Psalm 33 continues then, no king, it says, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. The Israelites could look back on their history and see this truth. How did a nation of slaves escape from one of the world's most powerful armies on earth? You remember, the Lord protected Moses and the Israelites and then drowned Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea. And when the Israelites reached the Promised Land, how did they conquer those fortified cities? If you remember, they blew trumpets. And remember, the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. And in the years that followed, many other powerful armies were defeated through the Lord's power. After reminding God's people of where not to look for safety and blessings, the psalm writer directed the attention of the people right back to the Lord. But the eyes of the Lord, the text says, are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. The message to God's Old Testament people was clear. Trust the one who rules the nations. Trust him as your source of safety and blessing. So, are we a nation under God? Of course we are. Yes, indeed, we are a nation under God. Like all nations, we are under God's authority and his power. His plan for the nations of the world will be accomplished through us or in spite of us. May these reminders that we have received from Psalm 33 be in our hearts and minds today and every day as we reflect on our wonderful country, the United States of America. We give thanks for our nation and put our trust in the one who rules the nations. Trust that his plans will prevail for us. Trust in him as your source of safety and blessing. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.